Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
A detective came and knocked on the door, and I said, is it Renee? And he just gave me that solemn look.
It was the worst day ever.
The Proof Podcast is back with a new case and a new season. 23 years ago, 18-year-old Renee Ramos went missing. Her body was later found in an empty Home Depot building on the edge of town.
I don't think that they arrested the right people. It's about time somebody's trying to do something.
She had a black eye about 2 weeks before she was murdered.
They are involved. They definitely had her body and her backpack.
You know people are going to judge you, right?
Of course. They're judging me now. They've been judging me damn near my whole life.
You can listen now to season 2 of Proof, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow along with us as we reinvestigate the murder at the warehouse.
I have to ask, did you kill Renee?
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Alors, it is I, French Trump. I am here to begin the French president press conference. I will take your questions now.
Mr. President.
Yeah, thank you. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday.
Yes, Emmett.
You keep saying that the medical equipment stockpile shelves were bare because of the last administration, but you've been president for 3 years. Shouldn't you have done anything about that?
I don't know, damn it. I have had so much going on. You know, we've been putting in tennis courts here at the White House because Melania wants to play tennis, and we hope also to hide Rudy Giuliani's body under the pavement. But I don't really play tennis, so I've been taking lessons, and I spent hours hitting the tennis ball against the White House. Sometimes Stephen Miller comes out and says, could you stop that? I am trying to figure out how to eliminate people of color from our country, and it is hard to think with you banging that ball. Or Bill Barr will say, stop hitting that ball. I am trying to think how to keep you out of the hooskow, and you keep hitting that ball. So I have been very busy. No time for medical supplies. Obama should have done it. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you. Babs Barkley with TMZ.
Such an important news outlet. Yes, Babs, go ahead with your question.
Thank you. Why were you even considering winding down the coronavirus task force when the numbers of infections and deaths have continued to grow in most of the country?
Well, Babs, I did not realize how popular the task force is. We are more popular than the Beatles. I'm taking them on tour. I'm getting the matching jackets and giving Dr. Berk the tambourine. I should have known better with a girl like you, that you would love everything that I do. And you do. Hey. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you. Jade Jones from the Detroit Free Press. You visited a mask factory in Arizona this week, but you didn't wear a mask. Why?
I have terrible breath. I breathe into a mask and the odor is right there, trapped, and I smell it. It is disgusting. I could faint very strongly right there in the mask factory. Ugh, I don't even like to think about that putrid smell. Next question, next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo from ABC News.
Oh, Tony Romo, I love Tony Romo. Extra cheese, Tony Romo. Yes, yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Why did you choose to be interviewed for Fox News at the Lincoln Memorial?
Because they have not disclosed the location of the Robert E. Lee statue. So Lincoln was my sloppy seconds. I didn't want to bring it up in front of his statue, but Lincoln was wrong about so much. A house divided cannot stand. I've divided this country, and my house stands just fine. In fact, Melania and I don't even sleep in the same bed, and there is not so much as a creak in the floor. We do have some things in common, Lincoln and I. He, for example, is on the penny, and I have left Americans with only pennies. Next question, next question.
Oh, Mr. President.
Mr. President. Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Thank you. Is it true that you are planning on spending an additional $500 million to have the border wall painted black, and that you've been in these talks as recently as a month ago? In the midst of this pandemic with soaring death and infection rates and hardworking Americans being thrown out of work, and without yet having a national testing system, which your own medical advisors tell you is a critical component to defeating the virus?
Well, we want the wall to look nice. Besides, it would give Eric something to do. Make the wall pretty for Papa, Eric. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Jade Jones again from the Detroit
Free
Press.
Jade, good to talk to you again. I missed you.
Many of the states and cities that are reopening seem to have disregarded the White House CDC three-phase plan for reopening. What do you say to them?
Well, Jade, Maine has Suzanne Collins, so that is two faces right there. First, she says she wants to protect a woman's right to choose, and then she votes to confirm Kavanaugh. So that's two faces right there. People want to go back to work, and the mayor of Las Vegas have volunteered to see if Las Vegas workers die and to allow the rest of the country to bet on it. I got a piece of that action, I tell you that, Jed. Next question, next question.
Mr. President.
Hello, Mr. President. Thank you, Tony Romo, again with ABC News.
Oh, Tony, yes.
It was just reported that one of your personal valets has tested positive for coronavirus. Will you be following the recommendation of a two-week quarantine and self-isolation?
He's fired. He is absolutely fired. That valet. I can park my own car. You know what? I tried to help him. I suggested to him that he let teeny little miners run up his ass, which would bring back mining, and also they have the hats with the light, so it uses a light inside of his body. He would not do it. He's an idiot. I tried to inject him with disinfectant, and he wouldn't let me. He's fired. I just get rid of that. I'll just park my own car from now on. Next question.
Mr. President. Yes, thank you. Mr. President, Babs Barkley again with TMZ.
Oh, Babs, yes.
I was wondering, Mr. President, with all due respect, you recently misspelled hamburger and were confused by the Nobel Peace Prize and the Pulitzer Prize. Wouldn't it be a good idea to have a fact checker with you before you put out information in print?
Babs, listen carefully to what I'm going to say. Fuck you. F-U-C-K, Babs. That I don't need a fact checker. I don't use facts. Why would I have a fact checker? I would like to have a burger, though. Babs, you know what? I can get you a job at a meatpacking plant, because we need meat right now, Babs. That's what we need. We don't need fact checkers, Babs. You know what? Secret Service, right? Babs is name down. That's Babs. Babs. B-A. Write it down. Thank you. That's all the questions.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.
Hey, Paula. You know, every once in a while we get a new advertiser that I get super excited about. And I have to say, just because of the circumstances of my life, right now I'm really excited about our new advertiser, Quince, of Quince.com, the clothing provider.
Not to be mistaken for Quince from Midsummer Night's Dream. And let me just say this, and maybe it's not important to an advertisement, but when I was in the fourth grade, our class put on a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Okay.
And I played Peter Quince. There's the connection.
One of the mechanicals. That's a great connection. Also, yes, has nothing to do with this, which is that Quince is an online clothing store. And as you know, Paula, I've lost a little weight lately.
Oh, right.
75 pounds. Yeah. So I literally have no clothes that are in my size until I just ordered some stuff at Quince. And I figured, like, here's a chance for me to create a new look for myself. A whole new image.
And how's it going?
Not bad. I mean, the clothes are fantastic. I know that you ordered some too. What I got is the Comfort Stretch Traveler 5-pocket pants. And I got I got the 100% European linen shirt, and it looks breezy and it fits beautifully. And these are like premium pieces of clothing that are selling for like, you know, $30 a piece or starting at $30 at quince.com. It's awesome. I look good.
I ordered the brushed lounge jogger.
Ooh.
And, you know, I put them on when I came back from New York. I pulled them on and I swear to you, okay, this is not scientific because I was tired already.
Right.
But they were so soft and so comfortable that honestly, like right as I got them up to my waist, I think my eyes closed. They're so, it's a softness. It's a kind of softness that I don't think I've ever experienced in a garment, honestly.
You know, my drawstring European linen trousers are a little bit like that, too. Like, so comfortable that I just want to hang out with myself.
Sure. Yeah. And they're European. Keep that in mind.
They are so European. And you can get those kinds. You can get washable silk tops. You can get 14-karat gold jewelry and, like, all these accessories.
Quince sells a lineup of timeless pieces that keep their customers looking effortlessly chic year after year. I'm not certain that I look chic, but certainly if I did, it's not going to take a lot of effort.
I now look chic and I feel pretty great. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabric. It's all good as far as I can see.
Is it my imagination or do they cut out the middleman?
They cut out the middleman, Paula Poundstone.
I love it when they cut out the middleman. That's the thing, they cut out the middleman. That's fantastic.
So be like me and Paula. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/nobody for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/nobody to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/nobody. And honestly, I look fantastic. Paula, you won't be able to keep your hands off me.
Oh, I can't wait. And don't think that if you had to return something, don't think you're sending it to a middleman because they cut out the middleman.
They cut out the middleman. That's quince.com/nobody. And if you're going to do it anyway,
use our code.